Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fulfilling the promise of the Convention on Cluster Munition depends on strong action at the national level. Article 9, therefore, obliges states party to adopt national implementation measures. In addition, last year's Lausanne Action Plan established a deadline for doing so and encouraged the provision of international cooperation and assistance to help states parties meet it. Nevertheless, significant work remains to be done. In the Cluster Munition Monitor's most recent reporting period, only one state, Niue, adopted implementation legislation. The Cluster Munition Coalition applauded Niue for adopting this national level, which imposed penal sanctions and fines on people and corporations who commit prohibited activities involving cluster munition. Niue is the 33rd state party to enact specific legislation implementing the convention. Another 43 state parties consider existing legislation sufficient, and at least 20 state parties have indicated that they are either planning or are in the process of drafting, reviewing, or adopting specific legislation. However, Niue adopted its law more than a year ago, and it was the first state since Namibia in March 2019 to do so. This low pace shows that state parties have a long way to go meet the Lausanne Action Plan's commitment to adopt appropriate national measure by the 11th meeting of state parties, or within 2 years of the convention's entry into force for a new state party. The action plan also says states parties should consider enacting legislation prohibiting investment in all producers of cluster munitions and their crucial components. Currently, 11 state parties have laws prohibiting investment in cluster munition, although 38 state parties and signatories have declared that they regard investment in cluster munition production as a form of assistance that is prohibited by the convention. We welcome the final approval of the Italian law of December 2021 on measure to prohibit the financing of production of anti-personnel mine, cluster munition and submunition, and we encourage other state parties to follow this example. While there are a range of administrative and other measures that can help operationalize the convention, dedicated national implementation legislation, which is both binding and more enduring, is essential. Legislation advances universalization because, for many states, it is a prerequisite to joining the treaty. It promotes the compliance of state parties obliged by Article 9 to adopt implementation measures. Furthermore, strong law can bolster the norm against cluster munition, discouraging future use even by states not party. Taking a clear stand against cluster munition is critical at the time of ongoing use. Strong legislation penalizes violation of the convention's prohibition. It ensures a state party fulfills stockpile destruction, clearance, victim assistance, and reporting duties. It applies to explosive bomblets, covers corporations and individuals, and establishes extraterritorial jurisdiction. Adopting such legislation need not be burdensome. The Lausanne Action Plan urged state parties to identify challenges they face in adopting or revising relevant laws and to request assistance when they need it. Other state parties in a position to do so should respond to this request. There are also several model states can follow the expedite the adoption of national legislation. New Zealand has disseminated a model law for small states that neither possess nor are contaminated by cluster munition. The ICRC has issued model legislation for common law states. Human Rights Watch and Harvard Law School's International Human Rights Clinic have identified key elements of strong legislation, and the Cluster Munition Coalition has developed a model law based on those elements. In conclusion, we want to thank New Zealand for its ongoing leadership in this important area of the Convention. We stand ready to assist any state interested in working on national implementation legislation or other measures. Thank you.